Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Competitive Enterprise Institute is his beat. He's the VP, AVP there, in charge of technology studies and policy. CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it quickly.
CEI founded in 1984. We're a public policy advocacy organization, and we focus on the kind of stuff we're talking about today, the regulatory state. We leave tax and budget to others and focus on regulation, the hidden tax.
Speaking of which, what's going to be the regulatory state in what I'm calling the Harris-Biden administration? And so my question, I'll set you up this way, Wayne. You and I were here reporting, and you were reporting on the Obama-Biden regulatory state. How is that a movie we can go back and rewatch and imagine how Biden will be?
Yes, you can, because the watchword or watch phrase back then was executive overreach, and we're going to see that again. The big signals for Biden are, one, that he's going to raise corporate taxes again change the marginal capital gains tax rate. It's going to boost unions, as I guess you know and have talked about, and some of the big rules in terms of deregulatory rules that the Trump administration had done, like independent contractor and things of that sort, could be on the chopping block because Congress, the new Congress, will have a window to get rid of Trump rules that were passed during the past 60 legislative days of 106. And the one in, two out from Trump is gone. And speaking
for every new regulation you got to take two out from Trump was one of the main levers of a rising tide income. I mean economy.
That's right, because
a rising tide economy.
The big point of it, and people debate the mechanics of what actually worked and what didn't, but it did send some certainty. And what the main gist of that was to freeze regulatory costs. All that's gone, and there's going to be new campaigns for renewable energy and investment, government spending, just lots and lots and lots of government spending, which also now is regulation because the state is so big. When they spend, they're steering the economy now. So that's a part of the regulatory state as well. So the one in, two out will be gone, and the administration has signaled that it will reverse virtually everything that Trump did. I hope that they keep – you and I talked about guidance documents because it's not just laws and regulations, but it's also memoranda and guidance and so forth that comes out of the agencies. Trump had a wonderful executive order at least requiring that agencies post that guidance and document it. I hope some of those things do not disappear. When we talk again in a month or so, or a couple weeks or whatever, I'll be tracking what the Biden administration does with certain specific Trump executive orders that, to me, were significant.
I want to stick one thing in here before you have to go, Wayne, because I want folks to understand this. Don't watch what the laws that Congress passes from the regulatory state standpoint. Mm-hmm. Don't watch that. Pay attention to your industry's trade group, especially with regard to what you call the dark matter, the announcements, the faxes, the emails, the texts, the tweets or whatever from the regulators about what they're intending. And that's the seed that sprouts into something that costs us a lot of money. You write about this all the time. What do you think? Am I right?
Exactly. It's a nice business you got there. Shame if something were to happen to it. Yeah. You don't have to follow this guidance, but it's a suggestion. Mm-hmm. That's how that works. So I'm real concerned about what happens with the cataloging of guidance, with right now we have designations for rules when they're regulatory or not.
Right.
And that's been incorporated into an official database, and I'm very curious to see if that stays. So there's a whole lot of things to watch. In the meantime, we'll try to keep as much as we can of the new oversight that Trump had put in place, but we'll also have to look at new ways to address these greater problems that you were talking about earlier.
And put a price tag on it, not just for big tech, but
all across the economy.
And now I think, having watched the Obama movie, we can put a price tag on what these things are. Hey, Wayne, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet. I enjoyed so much talking to you. Take care, Jim.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org. That's the website, Competitive Enterprise Institute. We'll get Wayne back again. He'll be back more than ever going forward. We'll need him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.